All right, welcome to the sixth episode of the second season of Charlie and Me.
Just get longer, 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 longer.
I'm gonna have to figure a way to shorten that up. It's definitely becoming a struggle to come out of my mouth. But either way, I digress. Welcome. If you are not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're listening, but we have a rather fun, long one lined up for you.
I think it'll be good.
If you are our friends and family, you're really going to like it, because it's just more time on your Wednesday morning or Tuesday evening to hear Charlie and I
babble.
Yeah, I was going to let him fill the adjective.
Sorry, not babble. Talk about insightful things that really break down our lives together.
Yep, we had a friend in town this last weekend.
Many friends.
But we had one that we had an in-person interview with. Lots of fun. We may or may not have recorded it after a full day, if you will. So,
you would say if you will. What's the if you will?
If you'll understand me.
Yeah, so we record this after a full day of activities, if you will understand me.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, sorry, continue.
So, skipping the update, because a lot of that will be covered in the interview, we're going to go right to the podium. And, Charlie, what's our podium of?
Fishies. Best fishes.
Best favorite fish. Favorite fish, not best
fish. Oh, yeah, I did favorite fish, actually, too, so good correction.
Okay, there. Well, I'm glad we're on the same page here.
Yeah. Go first.
Well, I mean, one of my favorite fish is Dory.
Yeah.
Would you go, like you said, like salmon or something?
No, I didn't say anything like that.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I kind of did. that wasn't the route I was going to, I'm not taking this that way at all. My first one was betta fish. They just look sick. Those Japanese fucking fish.
Dude, you really would like betta, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm a betta.
That makes a lot of sense. Real betta move. Well, I like alpha fish.
No, there's another thing. Jack wagon. All right.
well, then in that, I like fish with one flipper off, so Nemo. Nemo's pretty cool.
You took this a very not fun way, considering we just went to an aquarium.
Yeah, well, I like clownfish. Clownfish are cool.
There, okay.
And funny.
Now, do you remember Dory?
Yeah, I remember Dory. I don't know what she was, though.
Blue angelfish.
She was a fish.
Yeah. All right, my second one, keeping this, you know, doing this the correct way for our listeners.
Yeah, rainbow, I don't know.
Rainbow trout. Yeah.
You just like Mike Trout's, like, gay brother?
That was a poor joke, dude. You can do better than that.
Yeah, I don't want to cut that. that was tough. Yeah, we literally talked about our interview. How we don't cut things. So, either way, I digress. My last one, baby beluga.
It's not a fish.
Sure, it's a fish of types. We saw it at the aquarium. We saw a beluga at the aquarium. So,
the male.
Still in the water. All right, Jaws. Jaws. I'll go with Jaws. Screw it.
Even not gonna... fish.
I don't know. Sharks and fish are pretty much the same thing.
I know a lot of sharks that would disagree with you.
Well, I'd like to hear their opinions.
No, they're dead, so.
Bring them on the show.
my last one is a muskie. Because if you catch a muskie, you know it's a lot of fun. It's best fish, in my mind, to reel in.
And then you just throw it back.
Yep, always.
Because they taste like crap.
Yep. And I don't really like fish in general, so, yep, definitely.
I don't know, the smallmouth bass are pretty fun.
Yeah, but have you ever had a muskie hit your line?
I'm not going to say anything.
Grant's going to be gun shy the rest of the episode. Lucky you guys.
Anyway, we'll jump right into the interview here and get it going. I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. It's our friend Trevor. Now we welcome on a really special guest. We are ad-libbing this entire interview, so it's going to be a lot of fun. But we have in-house, in-person, everybody, Trevor Smith.
Woo, Trevor? Yeah, woo,
nice to meet you guys.
Oh.
Happy to be here. Shy rag.
reoccurring guest. We are sitting after a full day of activities in Chicago.
Full day. It was a big day. It was a good day, though. We saw some great animals.
It was a full day. We went to the Shedd Aquarium.
That's the first time I've ever been to the Shedd Aquarium. I've lived here for over a year.
Yeah.
I usually get sidetracked by the Field Museum, and I just spend my whole day there. Yeah. So it was good to get past the Field Museum and get to the Shedd.
Too many kids.
I mean, you had your peanuts, so...
When you're throwing peanuts at kids, it gets a little more fun.
You're fine.
But...
I was going to say the same thing. It was great. It would have been cool to go, like an adult's night or something like that. Because the kids would have... Because, like, the kids just feel... I mean, they're kids, so, like, you kind of have to let them, but they just squirm to the front. And they walk
and they say,
you.
Like, oh, hey, excuse me. And it's like, no, excuse me. I was here first.
I was here. Yeah. It was, I mean, but it's like, they're kids. So it's like, what do you...
It's like, yeah, I guess this is for them, but I paid my $40 to get here. And you only paid 12, kids, so fuck off.
I mean, you didn't pay anything. Neither did I, but...
Yeah, but you don't understand what I'm saying.
In principle, we paid $40.
In principle.
So, yeah, no, but it was like, this is good. I'll go back.
We ventured there with Ryan Trapp.
Yeah, Caleb so... Janta. It was good that Ryan was there because he's like the local fish guy.
So he could just tell us, like, I'm like, hey Ryan, what's that? Although I will say a couple of times I pointed out things.
There's definitely
he told me names and they didn't match up with the names that they were telling us on the screen.
He's got some work to do.
You could tell
he was definitely just saying stuff, hoping we wouldn't call him out on it. But, like, for the vast majority of it, I think I would give him the benefit of the doubt on most of it.
I'm going 75-25, like a Pareto improvement type situation.
Yeah.
I think he's got it, 80-20.
75-25, now it's 80-20, Grant.
Well, Pareto improvement's 80-20, okay. So that's why I said
okay. It was a good experience. We did come up with, I think, the best idea an aquarium could ever have.
Oh, I think this is a fantastic idea. And Trevor, you can chime in if you want. I think you'd like this a lot.
I was up in the air when I heard it.
So, you know, how, like, you know, you pair wines with things. I think the aquarium should host a wine night and tell us what kind of fish these wines would pair well with.
Yeah.
And then maybe serve some of them.
Maybe it's not even like I'm eating this kind of fish, or it's just like the mood.
You could open this up.
You could open it up for interpretation.
There's a couple different routes here.
There's a lot of interpretation. All I'm saying is they make a shit ton of money on local wine sales. Mm-hmm. Distributors, give us a call.
I think it'd be a big hit for the people turn out to.
And beyond that, you're going to get people that just pay like $10 to get in for no reason.
Yeah, not knowing really what they're getting into.
Exactly.
I mean, I thought this sounded a little inhumane, but...
The principle of it definitely has a little...
People eat fish.
Yeah.
That's true.
So nothing's changing.
At this event...
Now we're just matching wine with the fish.
At this event, are you going to go like tank to tank? Maybe someone wants to go to like...
We're not going to go tank to tank and grab the fish and then go kill
African rivers, and then you go like fish for that, get that fish, and you're like, what?
No, it'd be more like, it'd be pre-prepared. We're like, out of the African rivers, the fish that are good to eat are these... Yeah. And these are the ones we would suggest with it, and they're already pre-prepared.
You hit a chord. I got an idea. All right, so the entire aquarium is separated by like regions.
Yeah.
So you go into those regions. Like, why don't you just drink regional wines?
It's almost like Epcot. So you go around the world.
You go around the world in wines. You get like 4 ounces of wine every time. Every place you go in a different spot. Get some Brazilian wines, Australian wines.
It could also be like, you don't have to eat
Caymanian
the fish.
Wines, which sound terrible.
It just sounds, you know, like what fish might be good with this wine.
Yeah.
You don't have to actually have the fish there.
Yeah.
I think that my idea was good because...
No, I think I like your idea
because
it could keep the flow going, and it could also cut out...
So
you get more people in the aquarium, more money.
But you also could just not even talk about eating fish.
You could
just say like, oh, here's some wines from... South America.
Are there like requirements for like how good this wine is? Like, could someone just could they bring Sunset Blush or something like that?
If it pairs well with the fish, then yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm saying like Yellowtail probably goes with Yellowtail tuna. I can only assume.
Yeah.
Charlie's coming in a little bit lower than what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm coming in a little bit more top shelf.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying there.
It's like a reoccurring theme of our relationship.
I'm just saying if it pairs well, who am I to say it shouldn't be there?
I mean, taste is taste, you know, it's up for interpretation.
We'd hire, obviously, some top shelf sommeliers.
Yeah.
Yeah, to bring us Yellowtail.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's
hire him to bring Yellowtail.
Yellowtail tuna.
That sounds so smart.
Yellowtail tuna.
No, you said Yellowtail wine.
But, and I'm saying, if it pairs well, yes. Yellowtail tuna.
If it pairs well.
Maybe it's just coincidence.
I'm just linking the wine up to the sommelier.
You know, that, I guess that's fair.
I mean, so yeah, let us know.
Anyway, we think it's a good idea.
Some of your thoughts.
Would you go to an event like this at an aquarium near you? The answer should be yes.
I definitely would.
In case you're wondering,
but,
the answer should be yes.
The dolphin pool, the beluga whale pool, and the Seattle pool probably are off limits on this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
just so you all know.
Anything. That was very important. That was very important to say.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Some people out there that like dolphin, but you know we can't.
We don't support.
We don't support anything. Yeah, no. Anything other than Manny. We are a pro dolphin podcast.
Yeah.
And the beluga whales have some really rapey vibes coming.
Yeah,
I'm saying
we won't get into that.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Grant, why'd you bring that up?
Yeah, Grant was
Trevor. Grant was Trevor. Trevor, I do want to highlight one question. I know we asked you before. What's your favorite Charlie Me moment? I want to change topics and then just work well.
Favorite moment?
Individually, together.
Doesn't have to be podcast related.
No. Could have been today drinking beers at Murphy's.
That was a good time.
And while you think of that, I'll give a little story.
Yeah,
we were drinking beers at Murphy's, and this guy just goes, Don't we take a picture? Where there's like six of us there. And like, one of our buddies just said, yeah, sure. And then he was like, okay, cool. I can tell you guys like cross country riders. Like, whoa.
He got us dead right.
Like, that was pretty surprised by that.
I will say,
we're a couple years removed and he still got us. Like, oh, you guys are all cross country.
It was pretty easy because I had a box of A6 in my hand.
You did. But even then, like, it was still, that's still an impressive move just to go, hey, like, I'll take a picture of you cross country riders.
No.
I also was wearing a Boston jacket. But
I mean,
there's a couple things that helped, but still overall impressive that he just did it and it was right.
Yeah.
He
didn't just say track.
I didn't know how it made me feel too. I was like,
I was very on the fence about it.
Yeah.
So
okay, Trevor, so we got you some time to think.
Yeah, I think last time I was on the podcast I brought up the story about when it was probably one of the first weekends that we were at St. Thomas and Grant got in a little skirmish.
This always comes up.
This is the fifth time. I love it.
I think that's when I brought up
a little Royal Rumble
that time. I mean,
it was the Rumble in the Jungle, baby.
I mean, I don't know.
The Thrill of Manila.
I don't know.
You had bad times this whole time.
Any other the 4 years?
I feel like a lot of times are just hazy.
That's really what
What are you doing?
That's exactly what my mom wants to hear.
Yeah, I know. I know Jody wants to hear that.
Anytime, like, what bagel
my
Saturday
Jody
is.
Jody wants to hear that as well.
Anything about bagel Saturday.
You know, do you guys want to know something pretty fucking funny?
Anything.
Go ahead.
No, bagel Saturdays are pretty solid.
Yeah.
That was just a
solid tradition. You got
we going. Created a tradition out of nothing.
Yeah.
There's just long run bagels.
Yeah.
Trevor and I would go.
That ended, though. That's pretty sad. That
it is pretty sad.
I think LGC boys
got to pick that back up.
LGC boys, you have to pick that back up. Big time.
Just dropped ball there.
Yeah.
Culture of the team dropped it. I will also say, I dropped it. I dropped the ball. I'm gonna be honest. I dropped the ball. I fucked up because I don't have a bagel every Saturday anymore.
That's true.
I mean, you guys might.
I don't.
We had one today, or he had one. But you know what? I said, "Fuck it! I want a donut."
You had the retired form of a bagel.
I had the deep fried version. And so I said, screw it, I'm going right for the donut. So we went to Dunkin' Donuts and they had bagels. And Trevor's like, oh, I have a whole wheat bagel. And I was like, yeah, give me a long.
Yeah, I'll have a long john.
I said, I'll have a long john and then a vanilla sprinkle. And then a small coffee. I felt like
a prick.
Yeah, you kind of looked like a snooty East Coast guy.
Yeah, you know.
That's all right.
Yeah, your pants rolled up.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know.
Hey, the Midwest is kind of flooding right now, so I
the Midwest is flooding. He's just giving paying homage, you know?
Fair enough. Good point.
Homage? Guys. Is it homage or homage? Because I feel like.
Homage.
It's not homage.
Homage.
No, it's homage.
It's homage.
But you know what I'm saying? Is it spelled homage?
H O M.
Spelling me starts here. How do we spell homage?
H O M A G.
I would concur.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. You're my Russell listener.
Dude, I was I'm not even looking this up.
I think it was 7th grade, I was in the spelling bee.
Oh, you were know,
congrats.
Congrats on the bee. In English class, we had to take this test, and I was like, it was a spelling test, and I was like, well, I'm not going to
I took a bunch
fail
of
this.
I did.
But it was like to basically be entered into the spelling bee for the school.
Okay.
And I was like, and everyone came around running out to me, like all my friends were like, dude, you're in the spelling bee, nice job. And I was just like, okay, shit, here we go.
So you lost.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Well, no, I purposely
lost
actually.
In the second round.
Oh, first, I purpose that first round.
First round, I was like...
Was she hot?
No, she was pretty ugly.
Oh, no. Come on.
No, first round, I was like, okay, I can't just get out on this one. So my word was people. And I was like
P-O-P-L-E.
Say that? Spell it?
Yeah, exactly.
P-O-P-L-E.
Yeah,
absolutely. You gotta be kidding me.
Obviously, that's a joke, people.
Obviously, Chuck wasn't.
No, that was a real spelling.
But the next one was cartwheel.
Mm.
And I was like, this is a good one to get down on. Because, you know, like Mario Kart, it's spelled K-A-R-T.
You did not spell with a K.
I spelled it with a K.
No!
And I was like, yes. Easy one to get out on. Cause
you gotta be kidding me.
No one reacted, though, because they're like, okay, that's fair.
Oh, because Mario Kart runs the world.
It does.
I have a lot of respect for the fact that you thought of that.
Yeah.
As an out.
I have a lot of disrespect for you for not, like, pushing yourself to be the best you can be.
I would have said the cartwheel. Oh, damn, another easy one. You know, like...
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, it was pretty
easy. It's two words pushed together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But... You know,
I you do what you have to do.
I have a question.
Personally, I have more higher integrity, self integrity. You know, I don't throw challenges.
How do you spell people again?
P-E-O-P-L-E. All
right.
Yeah, no, I'm not a complete waste of space.
You're doing well. Thank you. I have a question. So you work part time retail,
mm-hmm.
and that retail is basically putting shoes on people's feet.
Yeah.
Is there ever
a foot fetish?
No.
Good clarification.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is there ever a time where you're putting it on someone's feet and then you just don't want to touch like the feet at all?
I don't have to touch anyone's foot.
Well, I know, but you're putting it on. But sometimes feet don't smell from a feet can smell from a foot.
Oh yeah. Sometimes people are like, oh sorry, like I just got done working out, like my feet sink, and I'm like. Yo, don't worry. My feet.
Jennifer's got stinky feet.
Yeah. No, so I make them feel comfortable, you know? Because I break the ice with them. They're like, oh, he's got smelly feet too.
Yeah, oh, we're all friends. Yeah, don't worry. My feet stink all the time. And then the girl's looking at him like,
yeah.
Wow, this is
But like, friend. Sometimes, like,
why?
Is that what you talk about at first dates too?
No, I don't.
Jennifer got stinky feet. Well, oh, sorry. Nice to meet you. You look great today.
Yeah. No, but like, sometimes I'll say it, but then I'll actually, like, smell their feet and it's kind of like
you just like bend down and go
well I mean like just kind of like wafts
no
like,
you're a wafter so you stand next to me like wave your hand like
no I don't like actually like
you appear to have stage stinky feet
gotta
liable, like,
waft
force,
it in waft it
in. You don't want
to burn the nostrils you can waft it
for those of you who can't see what Charlie's doing he's wafting all the smell towards his face
you know if you ever took any like intro science classes
oh yeah
there's
waft.
A video about wafting
because you don't want to burn your nostrils
right exactly
yeah
so
I got you.
That being said, I want in inches. What's the largest bunion you've ever seen?
Largest bunion.
Ooh. Not your own.
I don't have any bunions.
Take those fuckers up.
I was just
I mean, there've got to be at least like some inch.
Oh
inch
no way,
bunions, dude! Like they're almost like hammer toes, you know?
No way.
Yeah.
They could fit in the shark industry.
Yeah.
Well, if they had their foot floating.
Yeah.
Yeah, so somewhere around Cuba.
Okay, so moving on from the bunion talk here.
Yeah, sorry.
What's the one memory that you have that, like, sticks out from your running career? Either made you the most proud or just something that, you know, really sticks out with you?
I mean, one that always comes up is... it has to do with Brian Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, shout out to BA.
Beer
Mile. Legend.
Is it a beer mile?
It's not a beer mile.
Oh, then not okay.
It's we were in Ohio for nationals and yeah, that's actually when I actually like got to know BA a little bit more. But like on the way down there, Ryan Fenton from Flow Track had called him. He's like, hey dude, do you you want to be in the beer mile. I was like, and he was telling me this. I was like, what the heck? Like, what? Like, Ryan Fenn from Flowtrack is just calling him up.
Like, that sort of thing. For those who don't know, he's the creator of Flowtrack.
Right.
One of the biggest, like, college running people ever.
But, you know, in, like, BA, if, like, if you know him, obviously he's a goofball. Like,
oh, he, straight up a goofball.
Yeah. He does some fun stuff. But
that's a good way of putting it.
So after Nationals, we, you know, we wanted to let loose a little bit, have a couple drinks, and ended up getting a little drunk with BA and the guys, and, you know, we were wandering through, like, this auto park and that sort of thing, and pretty drunk at the time. We were mixing champagne, we had some PBRs, you know, and we come to this highway, and we're trying to go to McDonald's, get some food, and there's traffic coming. And, you know, the classic line from Dodgeball, where it's like, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. And I was like, well, this probably applies to traffic as well. So I'm like, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge traffic. And so I just kind of bolt across, and everyone was just kind of sitting there like, what the hell is this kid doing? Like, he literally just bolted, and there's a car probably like 30 feet away. So I made it across, it's fine. But
that's good, I'm glad you're safe.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, Jody. Yeah. Trevor, Jody's mom.
You probably wouldn't want to hear that. Okay.
He's safe now.
I have another good story about that, too. But really into my mom. Like, she heard one of our stories about, like, a cross-country party, and I gotta tell that one.
I'm ready. Well, keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Stopping.
So we get to
McDonald's.
You got
the open mic.
We get to McDonald's, and Brian Anderson orders a Big Mac. And, you know, we sit down, like, I have, I don't know, just, like, a regular, like, cheeseburger.
Yeah,
Dylan Bauman's got some McNuggets, like, he wanted some of those, and BA's sitting across from me. He's on one, and he's like, hey, bet me that I can't finish this in one bite. And I'm like, all right.
Okay, you
won't do it, BA. You won't do it. And he sits there, and he just shoves the entire Big Mac into his mouth and just sits there and chews on him. I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with you?
The guy's an absolute animal.
The guy just loves haters, I think.
I had some clarifying questions that came up, but you started going on a tangent and I got ripped out of it, so I feel really bad now.
Yeah, no, that was a great story just because I was kind of appalled.
Oh, my clarifying question was, I remember now. You said if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a car. When's the last time you dodged a wrench?
When are people throwing wrenches at you?
It's a family tradition.
Trevor, happy birthday.
Yeah,
boom,
yeah.
Wrench throw.
Yeah, we just throw wrenches at each other.
Makes sense.
We try and dodge
them. Good to see you. Wrench throw.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we have really good reflexes.
I don't doubt
Smith,
it.
Smith family traits, therefore.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. But the other story, I think it was junior year, it was like CC prom, and we had a case race today.
It's cross country prom for those of you who aren't runners.
Yeah, and we had a case race. And
good, clean family fun there.
That's kind of the story, like, you know, I got pretty drunk,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Naturally.
And, like, throughout that time, my mom had texted me, and she's like, what are you up to? And I was like, oh, I'm at a case race. And this is like, she's kind of like bringing this story up to me like afterwards, but like, I texted her that and she like started to freak out. She's like, wait, what? You have a race today? And I'm just like, Mom, no, like,
drinking race.
Like, we're literally like drinking beers.
Yeah, we're trying
like,
to see
to meet each other.
We're trying to see what team can finish
for competition.
Yeah, we're trying to see what team can finish the case of beer as fast as possible.
Right, and she was like,
which Doug
out.
Miller holds a record an hour and 18 minutes.
Yeah, pretty solid. That way, Doug.
Doug and it was Doug and BA.
Yeah,
LGC Wall.
Doug and BA, an hour and 18 minutes.
Yeah. Try to beat it.
Anyone minutes. Who's beat that, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah.
Proof. We need proof, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
24.
Yeah, but I mean, but anyway, she's freaking out because she thinks that we have a race that day. And I'm like, Mom, no. This isn't what you think.
Not that kind of race.
Yeah. It's not a spectator sport.
I mean, you can come cheer us on if you want to.
Trevor, chug.
I think actually you ended up.
Nah, yeah.
You burped that day.
I was the first one. I was the first one to mess that one up.
Yeah.
And we were on the same team, us and Diane's. So we had three people teams, which to me, kind of an asterisk.
Mm-hmm. That's because we ran into some problems the year before.
Apparently, so we came to dinner after. Charlie it. Didn't make it dinner just, one time because we did it the year before. Yeah. Anyway, so we had three people on the team. I had a very wet burp. I didn't puke entirely.
There was some sewage, though.
There was some, it came out a little bit, so.
And this upset me a little bit, because you were legit a little hot. To, and I was, I'm pretty sure
to
I
me, to
table.
Me, to me, it's acid reflux, and people don't know what it's like to be old.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm a young man in an old man's body.
I think
actually the other way around.
I agree with your disqualification, though.
And I'm pretty sure Chase was one of the officials.
He was,
that
yeah.
Hit, and I got on a table. And
you so got up.
I was screaming pretty hard.
We actually
we shouldn't be disqualified.
And I'm pretty sure that they gave it to us and they let us win.
No,
we're
disqualified, Grant. Don't
no, no, no. Let me remember this for a second.
You can remember if you were disqualified. Remember that.
They said we were fine and we could keep going. For like 10 minutes, and then I had put down like three more beers, and they're like, "Yeah, you guys are disqualified." And I was like, "Well, then why'd you have me keep going? Because you just ruined my day." You know, now my stomach's full, and I just want to go puke.
Yeah,
again.
You really want to go like
yeah.
Yeah, no, I was recovering from food poisoning, so I couldn't really.
Oh right.
Hit
yeah.
It time.
Oh yeah, it was food poisoning for Charlie. Yeah. That's what they call it in the biz.
No, I ruined my Thanksgiving that year.
I bet it did.
Okay. Fun fact, people. It did.
Yeah,
those are some good
those
times.
Those are a couple of stories, yeah.
CC prom was always a good time because we'd always do something stupid beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then usually the girls would take it really serious. And they'd get pretty mad at us for not taking it as serious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I can also respect it, too, because we also had a lot of money riding on the fact that we went out to dinner every year. Why can't we just cater?
Mm. We talked about it senior year, I know, because it's kind of part of some of those conversations. I think it was more of like, it's more fun to go out. But we'd always piss
we always wanted
off.
To, we always
yeah.
wanted
we'd always just
yeah,
do
oh.
stupid. Yeah.
I mean, I will say, senior year, I was a Allie Glassburn and I, which I'm sure she's listening right now. But
you gave a pretty good speech.
We gave a good. Did I?
Yeah. No, it was awful.
Was it pretty bad?
He gave a speech.
Did you give a speech?
Yeah. He stood up, thought he was supposed to be trying to pull a CJ, and he gave a speech. And
well, CJ's speech is probably just as bad. So.
Yeah. True that.
Anyway. Cross country prom queen king.
Grant is a queen.
Self-proclaimed queen.
I was gonna say king and queen, and always ladies go first.
Queen and then queen.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, it is how it is.
That was a good time though. It was the perfect sweet spot of like being out of season, but not having like schoolwork.
Exactly.
Focus on.
Exactly.
So it was fun.
So Trevor, we like to ask a lot of people this. And people haven't answered it very well recently. We've had some good ones, but
that's really set me up well.
Our question is basically, do you have any questions for us? Because, you know, like, we're big podcasters now. We're kind of big time.
Kind of
we got about 50 people listening to this.
Yeah.
So 5-0.
Here's a question that just popped in my head.
I love it.
Off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Off air.
On air.
But, like, off the air between, you know, Charlie and Grant.
Yeah, Charlie. That's me.
I'm me.
What,
there's
Charlie
no Grant.
Me.
Grant doesn't exist.
Okay, yeah. Between
I'm replaceable.
Between Charlie and me, Grant's alias. you know, what are some struggles you've had? What are some like conflicts that you guys have faced in, you know, producing this podcast?
In podcast terms?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's actually a really good question.
Yeah.
Thank you. Some of it comes between we're both pretty passive about like actually trying to ask people to come on.
That's bullshit.
No. Every Tuesday it goes, okay, who are we having on?
Okay.
And it goes, I don't know, I'll look through my contacts.
There's a story behind this.
I'll look through my contacts, and then I'll say someone, and then, like, 2 hours later, like, so are they coming on? Oh, crap, I thought you were asking. No, man, I thought you were asking.
Exactly, because what happens is Charlie says someone, and he says someone, assuming that I'm going to ask them.
Yeah, Grant, you're the asker person.
Apparently what happens is
Grant's
now
the asker person.
I'm the marketer. I'm the one that has to go out all the time and ask everyone.
Yeah. That's pretty well established.
So I'm the one that
drops the ball and doesn't do it anymore.
Oh, so what happens is I'm the one that has to buy the website. I'm the one that has to do all of this.
If any, this is what a marriage. I
I'm
guess.
The
it's
one
like,
who bought your
heard.
Tattoo because you were too chicken. I'm the one who bought the microphone.
All right, I paid over $300 for the website itself.
Yeah, I told you I volunteered to pay for the next year, and you're like, no, I got it. So that well, 150
actually
does
what happened?
Not count.
What happened is it rolled over on my credit card. I couldn't really control it. And it was only 125. So if you want to pay me 150, I'm happy to take it.
I paid for the microphone. That's good.
You paid for the microphone $30. So yeah, I gave you 150. That's 1 year. You're good.
Again, I offered to pay for it too, so you can't put that on me.
You got microphone 30 and tattoo.
Tattoo 120.
But yeah,
so
that's 150.
So I think we're about even.
Yeah, that I was with Tip on the. We tipped our boy Lurch.
Lurch, he did good work.
For you, he did great work.
It was awesome. It was a great experience.
For you, he did fantastic work. All right.
Hey, I got another question. I have a question, and then I have like some podcast ideas.
I like it.
Okay. Okay, but question first. So now that you guys have basically
dominated the world.
Yes, that.
Yeah. Bezos, we're at
you. You lived together for 4 years.
Yeah.
Now you live in the same area. I want each of your take on, you know, something you've learned about the other over the course of this time.
Ooh.
Wow. Grant, you first.
That's a good question. I appreciate
that's
that question.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Wait, but I want to... In what context? Let me put a disclaimer on this.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this something we're going to be completely open about, or
we'll be open about it. We pretty much broadcast our life. I put my ass on social media. Yeah, you think I'm
my name's on his ass on social media.
So I'm not holding anything back.
Okay.
What I've learned about Charlie, I would say is pretty much. Many of you know.
Here we go.
No.
Yeah, here we go.
Many of you know when Charlie and I, like, we met when we were really young. We were pretty close when we were really young.
Like five
kinda,
or 6 years old.
Like, yeah, like 5 or 6. So fell apart for a while. Like, not in a bad way. They just kind of have a life happens
our
like that.
Our life just never crossed
yeah,
paths.
Yeah, it didn't cross back. We came back, like, high school, we ran into each other a lot, or, like, I was in front of him a lot.
That's true. No, that's, I know. Yeah. How'd college go?
Yeah, it happened. but then you know, we came back together in college. We had such like a relationship, and like the fact where it was like Charlie, like I knew your schedule as much as you knew your schedule.
Yeah,
you knew my schedule the same, and it was like goofy. I never had a brother. You never had a brother, and it was one of those things where like we kind of just grew in this fact where we were like, yeah, dude, like. I don't know. It was kind of an opposites attract type situation.
Mm-hmm. We're very different.
We're
very different personalities.
We're very different. We like we're not attracted to the same type of women usually, like anything like that. Like it's very very typical. Mm-hmm. But I'd say what I learned the most about Charlie is the fact that like he's just good at like listening to what people say. And then having his own opinion, which I always disagree with,
mm-hmm.
but he always has one. And I love that about him. And I love people with opinions. Mm-hmm. And everyone that knows me knows that.
Yeah.
So I've always liked that about Charlie, and we can sit there and we can argue and we can be like pissed off at each other, like legitimately mad at each other.
Yeah, we saw that today.
Sitting on the same couch, pissed off at each other, and then we'll turn around like 10 minutes later, like, yeah, let's go get some beer.
Yeah, yeah. It's a flip life. Like, it's usually like some stupid commercial will come on and it'll spark a debate.
Yeah.
And then like
it can get heated too.
And then the game will come back on. It's like, oh man, big hit, we need this here. Yeah, we're back in. Yeah.
And like it's like nothing ever happened, and that's one of the things that I truly appreciate about his personality.
Yeah.
And it's mostly I like passionate people.
Mm.
And you can tell he's always passionate, and I've definitely learned that.
There, the passion. I was gonna say, for me it was learning Grant and his, you're very strongly opinionated on certain things. And so it's learning what those are. And then sometimes like poking the bear on those things.
Yeah.
But then learning to when it's gone too far and bringing it back a little bit and then easing it off, and then boom, it's the same thing, like back to normal. It's like learning most about people, like the way we've connected is learning how to make our personalities work together.
Mm.
As you know,
and it wasn't something that like I don't think either of us like
purposely tried to
No,
do.
Neither just, of us like tried to do it. We just stumbled upon it so easily.
Yeah.
Like so easily.
And I think it was the Netflix before bed in college.
Probably, yeah, a little pillow talk.
Pillow talk.
we always called it pillow talk.
Oh, and they were always on the bottom bunk.
Yeah, top
we had bottom bunk of crap. We moved in. we decided to leave our beds bunked to save some space. Because we had a tiny room. And my grandma's like, okay, I'll take bottom bunk first semester, you can have it next semester. So we come back from Christmas break, like, Grant, you're ready to switch? He's like, no, I'm keeping this. And I'm like, fine. So yeah, we just end up
the best is year. He knew he was gonna lose it.
I was like, I didn't even try to debate it. That's like that literally that was the end of the discussion. It was like, no, I'm keeping bottom bunk.
That's a relationship.
I love compromises. no, it has truly, and I think Charlie would agree. We are both thoroughly surprised in the fact that we've kept a podcast alive as long.
Mm-hmm. It started off just like shit. We need to talk. Like we need an excuse to reason to talk.
It literally started off. The two of us were like, yeah, dude, I don't want to lose touch, and we also didn't want to lose touch with so many people that we talk to.
The list, because we moved away too.
Yeah, and like literally, and our listeners are people that we've had on. Literally, if you think about it, we've had 52 shows. We've probably had about 40 guests.
Yeah,
we get about 40 to 50 listens. So that basically
they kind of equate.
It's everyone that we've had on the show that listens to the show, mm-hmm. And so that's what we want. We want people
they can find out what we're
that
doing.
Listen to us that want to hang out with us that want to keep in touch, and that's the entire thing. You
gosh,
know,
Trevor, you guys get deep here.
Yeah, yeah. And if you enter promo code,
if you enter
Charlie and me,
promo code .org, yeah, we'll get.
Yeah.
If you go to DollarShaveClub.com and enter Charlie and me, and you'll get a 50% off subscription for the month.
Give it a shot. Yeah,
that's DollarShaveClub.
No.
Dollar Shave, if you're listening, we can make this work.
Yeah. Anyone that's listening, we can get you like maybe like $50 in sales.
I bet we can get one person to sign up. Yeah, that's one more than you would have got without us.
I don't know. My sisters all use men shaving stuff. They're like Dollar Shaves Club members.
Good for them. Yeah. I could really.
I'm a Harry's guy.
Yeah, you could invest.
Because it's in Target, and if I actually run out, I can just go buy it. Although I will say, I have like 60 freaking razors in my drawer. I'm like, I gotta stop ordering these. I gotta stop ordering these. You gotta turn it off for a while.
Should we get to this?
Let's get this spelling.
Wait, idea.
Podcast idea. I love it.
My bad.
This could be like a separate segment that you do some voiceover for. Yeah, exactly. Some sound effects.
New segment alert.
You can have Chuck be the sound effect.
I always am.
Okay, so you're both eligible bachelors.
That's true.
Define eligible.
Available.
Yes.
Yeah, there's the word.
There we go.
Single.
So, what if for this special segment, you know, maybe if you're chatting with some girl that week and you're talking to someone, maybe you have some interest, you bring them on the podcast. And you have like a special set of questions.
You really don't want us to find a relationship, do you?
This idea, and I got a little drunk one day, and I want the first message ever to someone was, hey, I have a podcast, do you want to be a guest on it? They didn't respond.
Yeah. See, like, what if
it kind of scares them away?
You know, what if they do a really, really good job? You know, like the listeners like react really well, like positively to this girl. I mean, I'm guessing, Grant, for you, it's a girl, you know? A majority of the time, it's probably going to be a girl.
Have you seen his throw pillows?
No.
He's got some manly throw pillows.
Yeah. Manly as hell.
Anyway, but...
Paisley, motherfucker.
I mean, like, I feel like this could be a good thing. I mean, like, if she does well...
It's a way to introduce her to the friend family.
Right.
Before introducing her to the
exactly. family. You know, you might get some texts from listeners being like, hey, that girl's really good.
She's a keeper.
Yeah, it's funny, because we don't get a lot of texts afterwards, which we would appreciate, maybe.
We have a distribution list, and it's usually just episode. Episode.
Well, the best is I have ones that I send to, like, family members and stuff. It's just episode. Yeah, you get to hear from you guys.
We love you all.
Are you listening? Are you hearing this? Charlie and Me Nation.
Charlie and Me Nation. Are you listening to us? We have podcasts on deck.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. No.
Yeah, We've toyed with a similar idea, but I like the aspect of like getting the approval.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to be that. It's just like...
So we had the idea of basically just like going through Tinder.
Like serious and serious randos.
Yeah, yeah. Serious randos and just having them interview us.
Mm.
And I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
And if anyone has just a super random person...
It's really hard to convince them that it's a good idea.
It's hard to convince them. But
I'm not a very good convincer in general.
All right, well, I guess I'm the marketer in general, so I might as well just get on it.
Well, I mean, this could go the other way, too, like, you know.
Well, they're going to ask us to come on their podcast?
No, like, maybe they're, like, a really, really cool person, but also on the flip side, what if they just absolutely suck
at podcasting?
At asking questions?
Or just, like...
It should be easy to ask
questions. You know, you're hitting with all these questions, and then, throughout the podcast, you're like, I don't know.
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. When's the last time I... What?
Right, is this...
September 09.
Now that I'm thinking about this, this could probably go wrong.
It could go so many terrible ways, but at the same time, I think it'd be beautiful for people to hear.
Yeah.
If we could make this happen for at least once, I feel like it would be magical.
I think there'd be some good stories
that come out.
Anyone that has, like, a Tinder match that you think is outgoing?
I'm just like, there's that... Never mind, I'm gonna stop talking.
It's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's just an idea that came to mind.
It's a good idea, and we're eligible bachelors. We're in the market. You guys have any friends that live in the Chicago area? Just hit us.
We're good people.
Hey, you guys want to spell some words?
Let's transition.
Trevor, here's a pad of paper for you.
Okay.
But
pressure.
All right, you guys know how it works. Anyway, first word
goes to Chuck.
Goes to Charlie. It's playwright.
I mean, can it be right, or is it right?
You know, I feel like this is really just going to come back and bite me in the ass with that spelling bee story that I told you earlier.
So
don't fuck it up with Cardinal.
Can you use the word playwright in a sentence?
Yeah, okay. This guy wrote a play. He's a playwright.
Okay, playwright.
Yeah, he's correct. He got it. Landed it.
Really?
Yeah.
First try. Trevor, your word is pharaoh. If you need a sentence for that, you're kind of an idiot. Do you want a sentence?
Yes.
Trevor, self-proclaimed idiot.
The guys in Egypt, they might be pharaohs.
The guys in Egypt, they might be pharaohs.
I used an S, but you know what I'm saying.
I loved it.
Origin?
Egypt. I don't know.
Pharaoh. Pharaoh.
Oh shit, that's not how I spelled it.
Charlie?
Pharaoh.
You guys are both wrong. Pharaoh.
Jared, I can see.
Let's flip them.
The top one is how I spelled it.
All right. We don't have that much time.
And then, yeah.
So,
1-0 Trevor.
1-0 Trevor. Charlie, you get the first word. It is ecstasy.
You've asked me this question. I've spelled this exact word.
Okay, fuck ecstasy. Right, Mom?
Yeah.
It's really bad
it's
for you. No drugs. We don't do drugs. I get drug tested randomly at work. These are all bad words. Pronunciation. If you didn't like that, talk about my pronunciation. That was my sentence.
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
Wrong.
No, you can't steal it. Sorry.
It's like you're on no steals.
Damn it.
Your word, Trevor, is supersede.
That's a good word.
Thanks, man.
SUPERCEDE.
That's incorrect.
Yeah! Fire up, champion!
SUPERCEED.
SUPERSEED. EDE.
Wait, did you get it? Yeah, what?
So it's SUPRSEDG.
I should go back to like grade school.
Well, yeah. I was gonna ask you cartwheel.
I
honestly thought about it.
I would have missed it.
And I thought about putting Super Seed as the overtime, but you know, we're already at 40 minutes in an interview.
I love it.
That was our good friend Trevor. Lots of fun.
Very healthy conversation.
And I had a good time talking with him. So we were just sitting here chatting, and I was like, why don't we just record an interview right now? And we're like, screw it, let's do it. So if you guys didn't like it, I did. So
so your problem.
Yeah.
I know, it was just fun. It brought me, you know, reminded me of the days sitting in the LGC, just having a day. So it was a lot of fun.
It's always a great day to have a day. That being said, let's wrap this up quick. We'll jump into some quotes. Charlie, you got yours ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Keep on the fish theme. There's a fine line between fishing and just standing on the shore looking like an idiot. Stephen Wright.
I do them both very well. No, I don't fish very well. I just stand on the shore. Mine is, before you marry a person, you should first make them use a computer with slow internet to see who they really are. Will Ferrell. I thought about that this morning at work, so.
I love that one.
All right, everybody have a good week.
Deuces.